Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of November 10th, 2008. Lillian Hellmania, a festival celebrating the work of one of the most talented and controversial American playwrights of the 20th century, Lillian Hellman. Three of her best-known works will be expertly staged by Eclipse Theater Company, Shattered Globe Theater, and City Lit Theater Company. Lillian Hellmania starts with Eclipse, staging Hellman's most favorite of her plays, the 1951 drama The Autumn Garden, that will run from this November 13th through December 21st. Shattered Globe will stage her most popular play, 1939's The Little Foxes, that runs from January 8th through March 8th of next year. And City Lit will stage its world premiere adaptation of her 1976 memoir, Scoundrel Time, that runs from January 30th through March 8th as well. Lillian Hellman is the playwright of the American classics The Children's Hour, Another Part of the Forest, and Toys in the Attic. Festival passes are available from all three theaters' websites. For more detailed information of the shows, click on over to Talk Theater in Chicago's news section. The Side Project Theater Company's Fall One Act Festival, Cut to the Quick, featuring one acts from Chicagoans Sean Graney, Brett Nevue, and others, will premiere this November 16th and runs through this December 21st. The Side Project Theater's founding artistic director Adam Webster gave a detailed list of the fest, which launches the company's ninth season and consists of three evenings titled Static Cling, Splinters and Shrapnel, and Splayed Verbiage. Tickets can be ordered online at thesideproject.net. A complete list of the plays and the playwrights is available on our website, talktheaterinchicago.com. Remy Bumpo Theater Company will present an adaptation of Beaumarchais' 18th century classic, The Marriage of Figaro, that runs from this November 13th through January 4th. One of France's most controversial plays about the lower classes striving for freedom and women breaking from long-held roles, the play resonates with contemporary audiences due to director Jonathan Barry setting the show in a post-World War II 1950s France when everyone was being pushed back into their more traditional roles. Remy Bumpo will, of course, bring their own unique fun physicality to the beautiful language of this politically grounded version of The Marriage of Figaro. For tickets and more information, visit remybumpo.org. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat.